我发现在这个地方聚会跟在教会聚会感觉不大一样。
There's a different feeling for gathering here and in church.
那在聚会的时候，我们的神给我们的祝福太大了。
It's such a great blessing from God.
所以会那个聚会大厅特别大，感觉人特别少。
So we always feel that our church building is too big and we don't have enough people.
我现在非常喜欢这样的感觉。
I feel this is good.
聚集一堂。
That we can all get it closely.
好，那我相信我们大家都很兴奋。
I'm sure everybody is very excited.
因为中断很久的感恩节特别就会终于恢复了。
Because the Thanksgiving retreat has not taken place for many years.
大家还记得上一次我们感恩节退休会最后一次是什么时候？
Do you remember when was the last time?
错。
2006 is wrong.
还没有其他答案。
Any other answer?
2007年。
So it was 2007.
那一转眼已经十几年过去了。
So over 10 years.
只能感慨说时间过得很快，我们当中原来很多的孩子现在都像都可以都工作都成人了。
So time passed, a lot of little children has already started working.
那我相信我们当中也很多弟兄姊妹都是曾经风闻有过退休会，从来没有真正参加过退休会。
I'm sure some of the brothers and sisters heard about the Thanksgiving retreat, but they have never attended.
那我相信这些弟兄姊妹们也很兴奋，很期待。
So I'm sure a lot of us are very excited.
那对于我们这些曾经以前参加过退休会的人，真的是当知道恢复的时候，心里面满了感谢。
So to us who had attended, feel very blessed.
那这次大会的主题是伯大尼之家，神安息的所在。
So this time we are going to share about the topic, the house of Bethany, God's resting place.
那我相信这是我们里面的一个负担和心愿。
This is a burden and a will for us.
就是当我们在神的家里面，我们彼此享受非常喜乐的时候，
As we are in God's house, that we are enjoying each other.
那我们盼望我们的神也能够在我们当中能够得到满足，得到安息。
We hope that our God can also receive a home and rest.
那我想，如果只是我们在这里很 enjoy， 我们的神却不在我们当中，那就没有任何的意义和价值。
So if only people like us enjoy, but God is not enjoying, then our gathering is also meaningless.
说我们里面有一个很深切的盼望，就是借着这次的特别聚会，不仅我们弟兄姊妹之间的关系能够更进一步。
So I'm hoping that through this retreat, our brothers and sisters' relationship can get closer.
那更重要的是我们与神的关系能够更进一步。
But we also have a closer relationship with God.
那这次特会一共有三堂信息。
So there are three sessions this time.
那今天晚上是第一堂。
Tonight is the first message.
我来交通，像派对弟兄刚刚讲，我交通的重点是在伯大尼这个家，伯大尼之家。
So the main topic I'm going to share about is the house of Bethany.
那我相信伯大尼这个家在圣经里面非常非常的特别。
And I'm sure this name is very special in Bible.
特别的之处，你可以想一想，圣经里面可能没有任何一个其他的家可以跟伯大尼这个家相比。
There is no other home can compare with the house of Bethany.
那我不知道大家有没有注意到，其实有很多的教会，很多的团契。起名都叫伯大尼之家。
So that's why a lot of churches, a lot of fellowships also named after Bethany.
因为伯大尼这个家某种程度上它体现出一个教会的实际。
So Bethany revealed the realistic of church.
那尽管这个家只有三个人。
Even though there are only three members.
比我们目前聚会的人少了很多。
It's much less than what we have now.
但它却是神家的一个小影。
But they are the is a shrink image of a household of God.
那弟兄刚刚讲说这个家有三个成员哈，马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
So the three members are Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
那这姐弟三人是由英奎弟兄和周刚弟兄明天来交通。
So these three brothers and sisters will be talked about by our brother Paul and Tom.
那我今天晚上要交通的题目是神想有一个家。
Tonight, I'm going to share about that God wants a home.
那我特别选的主题经文是在诗篇132篇13到14节。
And it's in the book of Psalm 132, verse 13 and 14.
那我先用英文念，我先用中文念一遍。
I'm going to read it in Chinese first.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所。 我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it as his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
除了这两节经文，我们再念几处经文。
And we are going to read a few more scriptures.
那第一处是在路加福音十章三十八至三十九。
Luke chapter 10 verse 38, 39.
那里讲到说，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who was also seated at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word.
第二处经文在马可福音十一章的十一节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 11.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
And Jesus entered Jerusalem and came into the temple area, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
那如果大家有手机的话，你可以用一下你自己的手机哈，我们又把这个经文预备在 PowerPoint 上。不是我忘了翻，是我没准备。
On your cell phone is also there. The slide is also there.
那第三处经文是在提摩太前书三章十五节。
And First Timothy.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
那我给大家五秒钟的时间啊，都翻到了吗？提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
说倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
The house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
那下一处经节在以弗所书二章十九节。
And the next one is in the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
那我们还有最后一处经文，在哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you?
那我们圣经就读到这儿，我们先有个祷告。
So these are the scriptures, and let's have prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们再把感谢赞美都归给你。
Dear Jesus, we give you praise and thanks again.
你的众儿女坐在你的脚前。
Your children are sitting before you.
求主你向我们的心来说话。
And please speak to our heart.
你知道人的言语是何等的有限。
You know how limited is our word.
特别是为你说话的。
And especially when we speak for you.
求你自己的灵来带领他。
May your Holy Spirit guide us.
愿主你自己亲自与我们坐席。
That you are going to sit with us in yourself.
你亲自向我们众人显现，向我们来说话。
That you are going to reveal and speak to us in person.
盼望我们每个人的心在你面前，话语面前都像好土一样。
May every one of our hearts is like a good soil.
主啊，你的话可以在我们的心里面向下扎根。
That your word can grow and grow root in us.
可以结实三十倍、六十倍、一百。
And can bear fruit 30 times and 100 times.
求主你怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
And hear our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我一共要分三段来讲。
So there are three sections that I'm going to share.
那我想大家想到这个题目，神先有一个家的时候。
When we are thinking about God's home.
我不知道你能想到什么，至少我想到这个题目的时候，我是因为有一首歌曲。
When I was thinking about this topic, a hymn came to my mind.
二三十年前有一首非常流行的歌曲。
20-30 years ago, there was this popular music.
应该在这点头，我相信跟我这个年纪左右的人，大家应该都知道。
Most of the people at my age will know.
那这首诗歌的名字叫《我想有个家》。
And the song is "I Want a Home."
那当时这首诗歌非常的流行，唱出了很多人心声啊。
And this hymn, this song actually sing out a lot of people's thoughts.
那这首诗歌里面讲到说，我想有个家，一个不需要华丽的地方。
And the song lyric says that I want a home, it doesn't have to be glorious.
在我疲倦的时候，我会想到他。
When I'm weary, I will think of it.
说我想有个家，一个不需要多大的地方。
I want a home that doesn't have to be big.
在我受惊吓的时候，我才不会害怕。
When I was afraid, I would not be feeling threatened.
我想我们人在疲倦的时候，在害怕的时候，都想有个家。
I'm sure when we are in threat and in weary, we thought of our home.
因为家可以给我们安全，家可以使我们能够得到足够的休息。
Because home will give us enough safety and rest.
那不仅人想有一个家。
So not only men want a home.
其实我们的神也想在地上有一个家。
Our God also wants a home and in the world.
那刚刚我们弟兄带诗歌他讲的说，这个世界非我家。
So the hymn we sang before that this world is not our home.
神为我们预备了一个天家。
God has prepared a heavenly home for us.
这步迈得太大了。
But this is a big gap.
我们先想说神在地上要他要有一个家。
But let's think about God want a home in this world.
我想我们信的神是一个非常有家国情怀的神。
I think our God has this sense of home and country.
因为在他这个荣耀的旨意里面，他一直都有两个很重要的思想，一个就是家，一个就是国。
Because in his glorious will, he always revealed to us about home and country.
而且他这两个思想是贯穿在整本的圣经里面。
And these two thoughts actually can be shown throughout the whole Bible.
也能够从人类的历史长河当中也能够体现出来。
And it also can be revealed through the human history.
那为了说明这件事情，我特别在旧约在新约里面，旧约里面选了几个人物。
So I have chosen a few characters in the Old Testament.
那也用着新约的使徒。
And also a few disciples in the New Testament.
那试图来讲述神的这个家国情怀。
To try to reveal to you how God feel about having a home.
那我想当我们讲到神的家或者是讲到以色列人的历史提到这个开始的时候我们必须要提到亚伯拉罕
So the beginning of the Israelite history we have to mention about Abraham
因为神的家或者是以色列的家是从神呼召亚伯拉罕开始
Because the starting of home starting from the calling of Abraham
那在创世纪十二章的第一节神对亚伯拉罕说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 The Lord called to Abraham Go from your country and from your relatives And from your father's home
神是先呼召亚伯兰或者是亚伯拉罕
God has first called Abraham
而且他得着了这个器皿得到了亚伯拉罕
He first obtained Abraham this person
所以这是神建立他的家的一个重要的起点
And this is the beginning of how he built a home
那我们都知道说亚伯拉罕后来生了以撒
We know that Abraham gave birth to Isaac
那以撒生了以扫和雅各双胞胎的兄弟。
And Isaac gave birth to a twin brothers who was Esau and Jacob.
那这两个兄弟的性格完全不一样。
And these two brothers have totally different characters.
那哥哥以扫喜欢外出，喜欢去田野打猎。
And Esau liked to go out and to hunt.
那弟弟雅各用今天的话讲就是一个宅男。
And Jacob is like a houseman.
他喜欢住在帐篷。
He liked to be inside the tent.
是一个非常恋家的人。
He loved home.
那后来的故事我们都知道说雅各先是用一碗红豆汤骗了他哥哥长子的名分。
So later on the story you know about that Jacob has cheated Esau with a red bean soup.
后来又骗取了他父亲要给他哥哥以扫的祝福。
And then later on also cheated the blessings from his father.
于是这个恋家的人就不得不离开家开始他逃亡的生活。
So this person who loved to be staying home has to escape from home.
当他逃亡去巴旦亚兰的路上的时候在旷野雅各枕石头枕的石头睡了一觉
As his life was on the run he went to this place called Padanaran and then he was sleeping on a rock
那在梦里他看见一个异象
He had a dream and a vision
看见有一个通天的梯子
He saw a ladder up to the heaven
神的使者上去下来在梯子上面
And God's messengers came up and down
那这个异象在雅各的里面给他一个很奇妙的领悟
And this gave him some understanding
就是这节创世纪二十八章十六到十七节这两节经文
And in the book of Genesis chapter 28
这里面讲的说他当他醒来的时候他就说耶和华果真在这里我竟然不知道
That when he awoke he realized that Lord is certainly in this place and I did not know
就惧怕说这地方是何等的可畏这不是别的乃是神的殿也是天的门
And so he was afraid and said How awesome is this place This is none other than the house of God
那神的殿其实英文就是 house of God 就是神的家
So house of God, home of God.
我们知道这个梦是一个很重要、很重要的一个启示。
We know that this dream is an important revelation.
这是人类历史上神第一次把他一个家的观念启示给人、启示给雅各。
In human history, this is the first time that God revealed what is the concept of home.
有人讲说神只能把这个启示启示给雅各。
And some people said this can be only revealed to Jacob.
因为雅各是一个爱家的人。
Because Jacob is a person who loved home.
当一个爱家的人不得不离家逃亡的时候，对雅各来讲是一个非常非常大的痛苦。
When a person who loves home and but has to be life on the run, then this is a torture to him.
就是在他极痛苦当中，神把家这个意念启示给这个爱家的人。
When he was in such a great pain that God gave him the concept of home.
神没有办法把这个启示启示给以扫。
God cannot reveal this concept to Esau.
因为以扫不是很在意，他整天都是在外面跑。
Because he doesn't care, but home he is always outside.
说这是雅各。
So this is Jacob.
那我们再来看哈，雅各后来生了十二个儿子。
So Jacob later has 12 sons.
就是以色列的十二个先祖。
And they become the 12 tribes for Israelite.
那等到了约瑟年间，以色列全家被接到埃及的时候，他们家已经成为一个大户人家。
And in the time of Joseph, this family grew.
那整个以色列家已经有75口人。
This family grew to 75 people.
那我们常常讲说，我们当中的大户人家最多也就是八口、十口。
When we talk about a big family, we talk about 10 to 12 people.
所以以色列家现在是一个大户人家，是75口人。
But the Israelite family is huge, 75 people.
在埃及又经过400多年的时间。
And after 400 years in Egypt.
相信大家都知道75口人变成多少人。
So do you know how many people it turned up from 75?
变成了1-2 million以色列。
It turned to 1 to 2 millions.
所以以色列已经从一个大家变成一个大族。
So Israelites become from one big family to one huge tribe.
那神觉得这个时候到了，神就打发摩西把以色列家从埃及地带出来。
So God feel that this is the right time, and He sent Moses to bring them out of Egypt.
在西乃山下，我们看见神又给摩西或者是给以色列。
In the foot of Mount Sinai, God gave a huge revelation.
神把摩西带到山上，把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
God took Moses up to the Mount Sinai and gave him the revelation about tabernacle.
我们知道，其实会幕所代表的就是神的家。
And we understand the tabernacle represents God's home.
当以色列人在西乃山下把会幕建造起来的时候
，When the Israelites built up this tent of meeting.
这是人类历史上在人堕落以后第一次神的帐幕在人间显现。
So in the human history, after man was fallen, this is the first time God's home appeared on land.
那在出埃及34-35节
，In the book of Exodus,
特别描述了当帐幕被建造起来的时候所发生的事情。
It described what happened after the tent of meeting was built.
讲到说，当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这里告诉我们，当摩西照着山上的样式把会幕建造起来的时候
，So it's telling us that when Moses built the tabernacle.
神的荣耀立刻就充满了整个会幕。
According to God's instructions, then God's glory filled the tent.
神终于在地上找到了一个家。
God eventually found a home on earth.
神迫不及待的要进来，要住进来。
And God cannot wait any longer, but have to fill in.
神是何等的愿意与他的百姓同住。
God is so much willing to dwell among His people.
我们感谢神，神得着了像摩西这样忠心的仆人。
Thank God that God has found a faithful servant like Moses.
所以圣经上描述摩西的时候，讲到说摩西是在神的全家是诚然尽忠。
So the Bible would describe Moses as the faithful person.
因为摩西忠心的按着山上的样式把会幕建造起来。
Because Moses faithfully according to God's instructions to build the tabernacle.
使神在这个地上在他的百姓中间有了一个居所。
So that God can find a dwelling place on land.
神在天上一直都有居所。
God always have a home in heaven.
但是神却渴望能够在地上有一个家，有一个居所。
But God desired to have a home on land.
那我们再来看大卫。
And let's look at David.
那到了迦南地以后，又过了几百年的时间，只等到大卫登上以色列的宝座。
So as they live in the land of Canaan, after a few hundred years,
很奇妙的是，当大卫一登上以色列的宝座，他做的头一件事情就是把约柜找回来。
David became the king, and the first thing he did is to find the ark.
那我们知道，约柜代表的是神的同在。
So ark represents the presence of God.
那大卫所做的第二件事情，就是在大卫的心处，他起了一个意念。
And the second thing that David happened to David in his mind,
他要为耶和华建殿，要为神建一个家。
That he wants to build a temple, a home for God.
因为大卫从心里面感觉神实在是恩待了他。
Because God, David, understand the grace from God.
把他从一个牧羊的光景带出来。
From the time when he was shepherding,
让他能够登上以色列的宝座。
And then became the king for the Israelites.
神还应许为他建立家室。
And God also promised him to build a house.
所以当大卫住在橡木屋的皇宫里面的时候，他心里面就想起神。
So as David is living in the palace built by cedar, he thought of God.
那诗篇一百三十二篇三到五节那里面讲说
，Book of Psalm 132, it says,
我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
I will not enter my house or go to my bed.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelid.
只等到我为耶和华寻夺所在，为雅各的大能者寻夺居所。
Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
这里面给我们看见有一个人，他关心神的事，他在意神的事。
So we see that someone who actually pay attention to God and care about God.
他盼望神能够得到满足，盼望神的旨意能够成就。
He wants God to be contented and also his will to be done.
说这是大卫从他心里面起了这个心愿。
So God, David has this heart.
他要为神找到一个安息之处。
He wants to find a place for God.
这个思想其实是大，不是神启示给他的，是大卫自己起了这样的一个意念。
This thought was not a revelation from God, but somethinginitiated from David.
难怪圣经里面讲说大卫是一个合神心意的人。
And therefore, the Bible also described David as someone who pleased God.
我们今天很少有人能够像大卫这样能够体贴神的心意。
Not that many of us nowadays can please God.
我想我们今天在地上都有我们自己的家。
We know that we have a home in the world.
想想我们常常在神面前的祷告是什么？
And what is our prayer before the Lord?
我们常常所求的就是求神恩待我们的家，保守我们的家，祝福我们的家。
We always ask Lord to have favor for our family, protect our family, or bless our family.
我们很多的时候就是想到的就是我们如何能够更好享有神的恩典和祝福。
We always thought about how can we enjoy more of God.
我们从来没有想过神的家要如何。
But we never thought about what should God's home be.
但是大卫却不是这个样子。
But it's different for David.
他是要一个一心为要耶和华寻得一个安息所在的人。
His whole heart is to seek the resting place for Jehovah.
尽管最后神没有让大卫来为他建造圣殿。
Even though Lord did not allow David to build the temple for him.
但是神却用指头把圣殿的样式画给大卫。
But Lord used hand to draw out the plan to David.
让他的儿子所罗门为神来建殿。
So that David's son Solomon can build the temple.
那这件事情特别记载在历代志上二十八十一到十九节。
And this is recorded in the book of First Chronicles, chapter 28.
在十一节里面讲的说，大卫将殿的游廊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式指示给他儿子所罗门。
In chapter 28, verse 11, it says, David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its building, its storeroom, its upper part, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement.
那在十九节特别讲到说，大卫说这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白。
Verse 19, it says, David said, All this I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan.
同样当所罗门将圣殿建成的时候
And at the same time, when Solomon finished the temple,
把各样的器皿放进圣殿里面
and he put all the utensils inside the temple,
请祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进圣殿
and the priest take the ark into the temple.
圣经里面列王记上告诉我们说，祭司从圣所出来的时候，有云充满耶和华的殿。
First King is recorded in the book of First King. It says, as the priest came from the holy place, the cloud filled the house of the Lord.
甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
我们可以稍微想一下那个细节。
So you can think of this in detail.
当抬约柜的祭司刚刚把约柜摆进圣殿，出了圣殿的时候。
Right after the priest take the ark into the temple and as they walk out.
像我们常讲是前脚刚出了圣殿。
That the first step out of the temple.
神的同在，神的荣光就迫不及待地充满了圣殿。
And God's glory cannot wait but fill the temple.
可见神的心是何等的喜悦，何等的满足。
So then you can understand how satisfied God's heart is.
也告诉我们神是何等愿意住在他的百姓中
间。That how God willingly to live among His people.
那我们知道旧约仅仅是一个影子，新约才是那个实际。
We know that the Old Testament is the shadow, and the New Testament is the realities.
无论是旧约的以色列家，还是以色列的以色列国，其实预表的都是神的家和神的国。
So no matter in the Old Testament, whether it talk about the people or the country, it reveal to God.
到了新约的时代，神想有一个家，他心意一直都没有改变。
In the New Testament, God still wants a home.
大家都知道新约的一开始首先出现在我们眼前的就是家谱。
So we know that in the New Testament the first thing happened is the genealogies.
就是告诉我们新约时代的圣徒神在地上仍然要建立他的家他的国。
That God still wants to build his country and his home.
神今天建造教会最大的目的就是要落实这个家和这个国的思想。
And today God wants to build this concept of home and country.
换句话说，今天教会在地上是以神的家为内容，将来要以神的国的形式来体现出来。
So today we are still revealing God's home, but in the future we are going to reveal it through God's kingdom in heaven.
或者说，他的儿子耶稣基督的见证要借着地上的教会，借着他的家能够彰显出来。
Or saying that Jesus' testimony can reveal through the church.
这个思想其实在新约里面借着使徒的教训。更加清楚地表明出来。
And this teaching is more clear through the disciples.
特别是在保罗书信里面。
And especially in the books written by Paul.
因为保罗实在是神特别拣选的一个建造教会的器皿。
Because Paul is the important utensil chosen by God to build church.
那我们刚刚开始已经读了几处的经文。
And we have read a few scriptures earlier.
告诉我们神的家就是教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
To tell us that A church is God's home, is the threshold of the home.
我们这些得救的人不再是外人，不再是客旅，乃是神家里的人了。
That we are no longer strangers, but the house, members of the household.
我们不仅仅是神家里的人。
Not only we are members of the household.
我们还是神的灵还要住在我们当中。
God's spirit will dwell with us.
因为保罗说岂不知神的灵要住在你们当中吗
Because even Paul says Don't you know that God's spirit will dwell with us
那不仅保罗这么说彼得约翰也说了同样的话
And also Peter and John also said the same thing
那彼得在他的书信里面讲到说我们要像活石一样被建造成为灵宫
And Peter said that we are going to be built like a living stone
是圣灵能够住在我们当中
So that the Holy Spirit can dwell with us
不仅成为一个灵宫还告诉我们将来我们要丰丰富富的得以进神的国
Not only to be a holy temple But we can also enter into the heaven
那约翰呢约翰在约翰福音的一开始就告诉我们道成了肉身直搭帐篷住在我们中间
How about John? John also told us that the world came to the world
匆匆满满的有恩典有真理
That he is full of mercy and grace.
在圣经里面的最后一卷书，在启示录里面告诉我们说：“看那神的帐幕在人间。”
And in the book of Revelation, it says, "Look, God's temple is among people."
这是讲到将来在永世里面，他要与我们同在。
And that is to show us that in the eternity, God is going to be with us.
我们要做神的子民，他要做我们的神。
We are going to be the people of God, and He is going to be our God.
那说神的国在这个地上得以完全的彰显。
And so that God's household can be revealed fully.
所以从这里我们可以看到，从创世纪一直到启示录。
So we'll see from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation.
圣经给我们看见神在地上想有一个家，有一个属于自己的居所，一个安息的所在。
Bible show us that God want a home on earth and have a place to, for peace and rest.
他愿意与他的百姓同在。
And he is willing to be present with his people.
但是呢
？However,
尽管神想与人同住
，even though, God want to dwell with men，
可惜人却不这么想。
But men do not have the same will.
从以色列人的历史里面，可以很清楚的让我们看见这一点。
From the history of the Israelites, we can see it.
那后面发生的事情，我想我们大家都知道。
And then later on in the history, we know them.
很快，神的百姓就离弃真神，去侍奉假神。
Very quickly, the people of Israelites left God and to worship idols.
去拜外邦人的偶像。
They worship the idols from the pagans.
于是很快，以色列国就分为南国和北国。
And therefore, the Israelites separated into the northern country and the southern country.
短短的几百年间。这两个国就先后 亡国
And in a few hundred years they were destroyed
尽管期间神多次差派他的先知向他的百姓说话劝他们回转
Even though many times Lord sent prophets to talk to them to return
但是以色列人真的就像圣经所说的在百姓像油蒙了心一样
But it's just like their heart is covered
那在先知耶利米书里面所记载
And in the book of Jeremiah,
在耶利米书第三耶利米书第三章
Jeremiah chapter 3,
短短的一章，神呼求以色列的百姓要回转。
And Lord keep calling His people to return.
那我这里面只是很简洁的把我要提的几点列出来。
And I want to mention a few points.
那我如果大家方便呢，我还是请大家把圣经翻到耶利米书第三章哈。
And please turn to Book of Jeremiah, chapter 3.
因为这里面是因为这个页面的有限，我没有办法把所有的经文都打在上面。
I cannot put on the whole full verses on the screen.
那我们先来看耶利米书三章十二到十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 12 to 4.
那里面讲吩咐耶利米说：“你去向北方宣告说，耶华说，被盗的以色列啊，回来吧，我必不怒目看你们，因为我是慈爱的。”我必不永远存怒，这是耶华说的。只要承认你的罪孽，就是你违背耶华你的神，在各青翠树下向别神东奔西跑，没有听从我的话，这是耶华说的。耶华说：“被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城取一人，从一族取两人，带到西安。”
Go, proclaim this message towards the, the north. Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will frown on you no longer, for I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever, only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. You have scattered your favors to foreign gods under every spreading tree and have not obeyed me, declares the Lord. Return, faithless people, declares the Lord. For I am your husband. I will choose.You, one from a town and two from a clan, and bring you to Zion.
再往下几节啊，耶利米书三章二十二到二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
你这被盗的儿女啊，回来吧！我要医治你们被盗的病。看哪、啊，我们来到你这里，因你是耶华我们的神。仰望从小山或从大山的宣扬中得帮助，真是枉然的。以色列得救，诚然在乎耶华我们的神。
Return, faithless people, I will cure you of backsliding. Yes, you will. We will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely the idolatrous commotion on the hills and mountains in a deception. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
这里三次神呼天唤地的呼唤以色列百姓回转。
So three times God called upon his people.
被盗的以色列回来吧。
Faithful people, faithless people, return.
被盗的儿女回来吧。
Faithless children, return.
被盗的儿女回来吧。
Faithless children, please return.
可是以色列人始终硬着景象。
But the Israelites has the hardened heart.
不肯回转到耶和华的面前。
They are not willing to return to the Lord.
那最终南国犹大被巴比伦所掳
And so the southern country were captured by Babylon.
他们不仅成为外邦人的俘虏。
Not only they became the captors.
圣殿也被火焚烧，耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁。
And the temple was burned down. Jerusalem was destroyed.
整个美地所谓的圣地都被摧毁殆尽。
This beautiful place, once beautiful place and a saint place.
当先知耶利米看见这一切，他坐在锡安山的山顶，俯视耶路撒冷，痛哭。
This place was totally destroyed. Jeremiah has heartbroken and cried.
那耶利米哀歌开始的时候就讲到说，先前满有人民。人民的城啊，现在何竟独坐。
And therefore, in the book of Lamentations, it started with a lot of mournings.
先前在列国中伟大的，现在竟如寡妇。
How like a widow is she who once was great among the nations?
先前在诸省中为王后的，现在成为禁宫。
She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave.
这里面讲到的是耶利米在痛苦。
And this is mentioning about how mourning was Jeremiah.
但是我们却可以在当中体会到神心里面的那个痛苦。
But we can also feel the pain in Jesus, in the Lord.
那在先知以西结书里面。
And in the book of Ezekiel.
特别告诉我们以西结在异象当中看见神的荣耀是如何离开耶路撒冷。
In visions, he saw the glories of God left.
那在以西结书十章十八到十九节
In the book of Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 18
这里面很详细的描述耶和华的荣耀如何离开耶路撒冷
And it describes how God's glory has left
十八十九节讲到耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去停在基路伯以上基路伯出去的时候就展开翅膀在我眼前离地上升轮也在他们的旁边都停在耶和华殿的东门口在他们以上有以色列神的荣耀。
Then the glory of God departed from over the threshold of the temple and stopped above the cherubim. While I watched, the cherubim spread their wings and rose from the ground, and as they went, the wheels went with them. They stopped at the entrance of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them.
下一章以西结书十一章二十二到二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 23.
于是基路伯展开翅膀，轮子都在他们旁边，在他们以上有以色列神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。灵将我举起，在异象中借着神的灵将我带进加勒底地，到贝鲁的人那里，我所见的异象就离我上升去了。
Then the cherubim with the wheels beside them spread their wings, and the glory of God of Israel was above them. The glory of the Lord went up from within the city and stopped above the mountain east of it. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the exile in Babylonia in the vision given by the Spirit of God. Then the vision I had seen went up from me.
如果我们仔细思想这几节经文,
If you think of these verses carefully,
这里可以给我们看见神是如何依依不舍地离开他的百姓。
You will see that how reluctant God left.
神的荣耀本来是在殿里。
God's glory was in the temple.
这里描述，然后却是停在殿的门槛。
And it described here that God's glory departed from the threshold.
那一点点往外是停在殿的东门口。
And a little bit outside, then it stopped at the east gate.
然后是退到城里。
And then later in the city.
然后是离开城，停在城东的那座山上。
And then it went to the mountain at the east.
最终才是离地上升而去。
And then at the end, it arose to heaven.
他就像一个被儿女拒绝、伤心欲绝的父亲。
So he was like a broken-hearted father.
一步一回头，不舍得离开他的儿女。
Every step he walked away, he turned back to look at his children.
这位原本是天地的主，至高的神。
He was the highest God.
今天只能够被称为是天上的神。
But he can only be called the God of heaven.
因为地上的百姓拒绝他。
Because the people on earth rejected him.
因为在地上他找不到他能够安息的所在。
Because he cannot find a dwelling place for him on earth.
尽管人失败，人悖逆，不要神。
Even though people fail and they rejected God,
但神永远不失信。
But God is always faithful.
他的旨意也永远不改变。
And His will never changed.
他依然是那位守约施慈爱的神。
And He is still the loving God.
那希伯来书里面告诉我们是在古时神是借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
In the book of Hebrews, it told us that in the past, God spoke to our forefathers.
在这个末世，他要借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
And now He is going to talk through His Son.
神把他的独生爱子差派到这个地上来。
That He sent His beloved Son to the world.
为了要来拯救我们，为了要来成就他这个旨意。
For the purpose of fulfilling His will to save us.
可是，即使是神的儿子亲身来到这个地上。
But even though when He sent His begotten Son to the earth.
地上的人还是一如既往地抵挡他。
People on earth continue to reject him.
约翰福音里面告诉我们说，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，但是世界却不认识他。
And in the book of John, it mentioned that he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to that place of his own, but his own did not receive him.
这个世界不接待他，他就只能诞生在马槽里。
So this world rejected him, so he was born in a manger.
主耶稣在地上，他自己亲自说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
Jesus himself said, "Foxes has holes and birds of the air has nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
想想今天我们这些人。
So think about ourselves.
我们再怎么不济，再怎么穷困潦倒。
No matter how bad or how poor we are,
我们都有自己的一个小窝。
We still have our own home.
但是这里面世界之大，竟没有主可以镇守的地方。
But in this big world, there is no place for our Lord.
世界之大，竟然没有一处可以让主得安息的地方。
The big world like this, there is no place for Him to rest.
尽管这个，他说照的这个世界不认识他。
Even though this world does not recognize Him.
尽管自己的人不接待他。
And His own people do not receive Him.
圣经却告诉我们有一个地方接待他。
But the Bible told us that there is a place that will receive him.
在伯大尼有一个家，如此的与众不同。
In Bethany, there is this home that will is different.
我们现在来看路加福音。
And let's look at Book of Luke.
路加福音十章三十八到三十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 38.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to the village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
这是第一次主提到到伯大尼这个家。
This is the first time that Lord mentioned about the Bethany home.
距离主被钉十字架还有三四个月的时间。
It's about three to four months before Jesus was crucified.
那伯大尼其实是一个离耶路撒冷不远，大概有六里路左右的一个小村庄。
Bethany is a small village about 6 miles away from Jerusalem.
这里面讲到说，这个家里面有一个女人名叫马大。
And it mentioned that this home there is a woman called Martha.
是她把主接到自己的家里来。
She is the one who invited Jesus into her home.
这个家不仅愿意来接待主。
This home is willing to receive Jesus.
不仅有竭力要伺候主的马大。
Not only having Martha who wants to serve the Lord.
这里面告诉我们还有一个愿意坐在主脚前听主话的妹妹玛利亚。
But there is another sister called Mary who is willing to sit before the Lord's feet to listen.
那有人猜说那一天拉撒路应该不在家。
So we were thinking that maybe Lazarus was not home.
提到马大和玛利亚。
So then the verse only mentioned about Martha and Mary.
想一想，就在四围都拒绝主的情况下，都在反对主的环境里面。
In an environment that everybody rejects Jesus.
确实，在这个小村庄、这个微不足道的地方，有人愿意接待主耶稣。
But in this small town, there is someone willing to receive Jesus.
那主也实在在这个姐弟三人的家里面得到安息，得到满足。
And Lord receive peace in this home.
怎么看得出来呢
？How can we tell?
我们来看马可福音十一章十一节。
In the book of Mark,
verse 11. 耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样的物件。天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城，往伯大尼去了。
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went to Bethany with the 12.
这段记载是记载在逾越节的前六天， 是主耶稣马上就要被钉十字架。
So this happened 6 days before the Passover.
他来到耶路撒冷并且进了圣殿。
He came to Jerusalem and went into the temple.
他在里面看了各样的物件，以致天色已晚。
He looked around and at everything until it's dark.
那中文讲的是各样的物件。
And the in the Chinese it says he looked at everything.
那英文讲的是每一样物件。
And in English he said he looked around at everything.
可以说主耶稣来到圣殿里面，所有的东西他都看了一遍。
So when Jesus entered into the temple, he saw everything.
但是没有一件事情能让主的心得安息。
But nothing can give him peace.
每一件事情都让他感到伤心失望。
Everything gave him disappointment.
他看了所有的物件之后， 没有说默默无言就回伯大尼去。
After he looked at everything, he kept silent and went to Bethany.
圣殿这个被称为万国祷告的殿。
This temple was supposed to be a place for prayer.
本来是应该来接待他， 让他可以得安息的地方， 得满足的地方。
It should be a place to give him peace and to give him satisfaction.
如今却让我们的主失望至极。
But he is totally a disappointment to him.
那他晚上就去了伯大尼。
So at night he went to Bethany.
那圣殿里面讲到说， 当第二天早上他回耶路撒冷回城的时候，
And the Bible told us that the next morning he returned to Jerusalem.
他饿了，看见一棵无花果树。
He was hungry and he saw a fig tree.
那他就走到树前，希望可以找到果子。
He went before the tree and wanted to find a fruit.
可惜他什么也没有找到。
But he did not see any.
于是圣经里面记载说，主就咒诅这个无花果树，讲说从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。
And so he cursed the tree, and from now on there will be no one who is going to eat your fruit.
所以等后来门徒跟他一起回城，就发现这棵无花果树真的枯干死了。
And as his disciples returned to see this tree, the tree withered.
想想我们很多人读这一段的时候都有点不大理解。
A lot of us do not understand this story.
因为感觉非常非常的意外，怎么可能去做这样的事情？
Because it's quite surprising why God, why Jesus cursed the tree.
这和整个新约描述的耶稣的人设非常的不符。
It's kind of unlike how Bible describes Jesus.
那其实这里面的无花果树只不过是犹太教的一个预表。
But this fig tree is only representing the Judaism.
主在这棵树上得不到满足，非常非常的失望，就与主在圣殿当中所有的物件没有一件让主的心得满足是一样。
Lord was not satisfied by this tree, just like he was not satisfied in the temple.
主如何咒诅这个不结果子的无花果树，就跟主对圣殿的这个失望至极是一样的感觉。
How Lord cursed this tree is the same feeling of how he looked at the temple.
圣殿也好，耶路撒冷也好，都不能让主满足。
Jerusalem or the temple were not satisfied to the Lord.
于是他白天来到城里，来到圣殿，他每天晚上都回到伯大尼。
So every morning he came to the city in the Jerusalem, but at night he returned to Bethany.
因为主只有在伯大尼这个小家才能够得到满足。
Because only in this small home in Bethany he can be satisfied.
这才是他去伯大尼的原因。
And that is the reason why he returned to Bethany.
冰冷的那个毫无生气的只有宗教的遗文和制度的圣殿没有办法让主满足。
The place with only religion and decree were not satisfying to Jesus.
但是这个充满生气，充满温暖氛围的伯大尼的家却可以让我们的主心得满足。
But this warm, lively home in Bethany is satisfying to the Lord.
那伯大尼这个家到底有什么特别的地方能够让主这样满足？
So what is that special in this Bethany home?
我想答案就是在这家里面的姐弟三人。I
think the answer is on the brothers and sisters, these three of them.
我想这也是我们这次特会的要交通的重点。And
this is the main point of our fellowship this time.
那我给大家打个广告，这两个重点明天上午和明天晚上两位弟兄会交通。And
I'm going to give you a commercial that these important points will be fellowship with by Paul and Tom.
那我只是在这略略的提到一点点。
I'm going to mention this a little bit.
马大这个家的大姐。
Martha, he's the older sister.
我们家兄弟两个没有姐姐，但我真的感觉马大就像那个大非常有大姐的这个样子。
For me, I only have a bigger, older brother, but I feel that Martha is the bigger sister.
圣经里面每次提到马大，都描述说马大在竭力的服侍主、伺候主。
Every time the Bible mentioned about Martha, Martha is the one working hard to serve the Lord.
那我们刚刚读的马可福音十一章十节告诉我们说是马大最先把主接到他的家里。
And we read that in the book of Mark chapter 11 that Martha is the one who invited Jesus.
是马大在前前后后的忙碌来伺候主和门徒。
Martha is the one get busy to serve the Lord.
尽管事情多，心里忙乱，马大被主责备。
Even though she was too busy and then she was rebuked by Jesus.
但是马大没有冷淡退后，退后没有撂挑子不干。
But Martha did not quit.
后来讲到说，主耶稣在与拉撒路坐席，又来到再次来到伯大尼的时候。
And later time when Jesus returned to Bethany for Nazareth.
约翰福音十二章里面讲到说，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候。
In the book of John, chapter 12, Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
这个时候马大的伺候没有任何的怨言，没有任何的抱怨。
Martha did not blame anyone or complain.
她接受了主对她的教正，尽心的来伺候主。
She was corrected by the Lord and she served with her whole heart.
这个家因为有全心爱主、侍奉主的马大，可以让主得安息。
And this house has Martha who is wholeheartedly serving the Lord, and that's why Lord can have rest.
不仅马大爱主，主也爱马大。
Not only Martha loved Jesus, but Jesus also loved her.
那约翰福音十一章第五节里面特别讲到说，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
And it mentioned in the book of John, chapter 11, that Jesus always loved Martha and her sister and Nazareth.
马大排在第一位。
Martha is the first came to the Lord.
马大在神面前，在主面前一切的辛苦付出，主都知道。
Martha's hard work were all known to Lord.
我们来看玛利亚。
And how about Mary?
主称赞她选择了那不能夺去的最好的福分。
Lord praise him to pick the one that cannot be taken away from her.
因为她专心坐在主的脚前听主的话。
Because she paid attention in front of the Lord's feet.
他渴慕来亲近主，渴慕能够与主有交通。
She desired the Lord's word, and she desired to be close to the Lord.
那主，马大不，玛利亚不仅听主的话，主的话不仅仅只是在玛利亚的身上成为知识而已。
To Mary, Lord's word is not just a knowledge to Mary.
而且是带下了实际的行动。
But it brought into her life.
当门徒还在稀里糊涂，还在争论谁为大的时候
，As the disciples were still in a mess trying to say, find out who is the biggest one，
玛利亚却能够把握机会，把最好的献给主。
Mary grabbed the chance to give the best to the Lord。
趁着主还在地上，圣经里面讲说，为了主的安葬，他把至贵的真拿达香膏浇在主的身上。
While the Lord is lay in rest, Mary gave the best ointment to the Lord。
这个家因为有这样渴慕主、愿意与主亲近、与主交通的玛利亚，主可以得到满足。
And with Mary like this, desiring the Lord and want to get close to the Lord, Lord receive peace in this home.
那拉撒路这个家里面最小的弟弟。
How about Nazareth? He's the youngest one.
圣经里面记到拉撒路的时候，从来没有记载他说一句话。
In the Bible, it never mentioned what Nazareth said.
但是很稀奇的是，很多的人却因着拉撒路就信了耶稣。
But a lot of people believe in Jesus because of Nazareth.
他病了，他死了，但是主的大能使他又活过来。
He was sick, he died, but he was resurrected by the Lord.
拉撒路可以与主坐席，可以享受主的同在，见证主的大能。
Nazareth sat with the Lord and enjoyed to be with the Lord and can testify for the Lord's power.
可以说这个家因着有满有复活生命见证的拉撒路，主可以得安息。
So because this home also testified for the Lord's resurrection's testimony,Lord receive peace in this home.
我们回到我们今天的主题经文。
And so returning to our today's theme.
今天神拣选教会作为他自己的居所。
Today Lord picked a church to be his own dwelling place.
做他可以永远的安息的地方。
It's a place for him to rest.
那教会也应该在这个方面能够成为神安息、神可以满足的地方。
So church should also satisfy God's desire.
我们可以在主面前想一想，今天的教会情况真的是这个样子吗
？So today we should think about whether church has become a place for God.
今天地上的教会花了很多很多的时间和精力， 想的是如何能够吸引人来到教会。
Church pay a lot of effort and time to attract people to come.
想的是如何努力能够满足人各样的需要。
We always think of the best way to attract people and to satisfy people.
为了能够把人留住，为了能够使聚会的人数增多。
To retain people, to increase the number of attendance.
却很少认真的在花时间去思想如何能够吸引神。
But we never pay attention to how to attract God.
如何能够讨神的喜悦。
How to please God.
我们很少去问问神想要的是什么。
We did not pay attention to what God wants.
我们更很少关心神在我们的聚会当中，他能不能够得到安息，能不能得够满足。
We did not pay attention whether God could receive peace or satisfaction.
我再说，教会是永生神的家。
Let me say it again. Church is the house for the eternal God.
本应该是让神可以得安息、得满足的地方。
It should be a place for God to rest.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，我们是神家里的人。
Today we are saved by grace when we are no longer a foreigners, we are the member of the household.
想一想，神在我们这些家里的人的身上，他能不能得到安息？
So is God receiving peace among us?
我们感谢主，今天圣灵住在我们的里面，永远也不离开我们。
Thank to the Lord that the Holy Spirit will dwell with us and will not leave.
但是我们要想一想，神的灵住在我们里面，他住得有舒不舒服？
But we should think about whether the Holy Spirit is dwelling comfortably.
这个圣灵住在我们里面，是否是像一个受气的小媳妇一样，没有任何的地位可言？
Is the Holy Spirit suffering when is living with us like the daughter-in-law?
我们是否常常让他担忧？
Are we worrying the Holy Spirit?
神能否在我们这些家里人的身上得安息？
Is God able to receive rest among us?
神去了伯大尼这个家可以得满足。
Lord went to Bethany home and he was satisfied.
我问问大家。
And let me ask you.
神今天如果来到 Newark 基督徒聚会，他能不能够得到安息，得到满足？
If God came to the Newark Fellowship, can he receive the same peace?
他来到我们当中，能否像来到伯大尼这个家一样？
When he came to us, can he be like came went to Bethany home?
还是他来到我们当中，就像到了耶路撒冷，到了圣殿？
Or when he came to us, he was like in Jerusalem or in the temple.
没有一件事情能够让主满意。
None of the things in Jerusalem is satisfied to the Lord.
神在我们当中能否找到马大、玛利亚和拉撒路？
Can Lord find Martha, Mary and Lazarus among us?
我们是否愿意像马大一样，肯付代价，竭力多做主工？
Are we willing to be like Martha to work hard to please the Lord?
我们是否愿意像玛利亚一样能够渴慕主的话，愿意与主有更亲的关系？
Are we willing to be like Mary desiring God's word and to desire to be close to him?
我们是否愿意像拉撒路一样，我们的生命能够彰显出耶稣基督的荣美？
Are we willing to be like Nazareth, willing to reveal God's glory?
在我们的身上能够有耶稣基督死而复活的馨香之气。
So that we can reveal the aroma of his resurrection life.
我们肯让死在我们身上发动，让生在别人身上发动。
So we are not allowing the death among us, but allowing us to reveal the life.
求主来帮助我们，有点祷告。
And may the Lord help us, let's have more prayer.
所以说我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we give these words into your hand.
你知道人的话实在是有限。
You know our word is limited.
主啊，但是我们实在愿意你的灵亲自来向我们说话。
But we are willing to let Holy Spirit to speak to us.
主啊，我们在你面前有一个心愿。
We have this will.
盼望你在我们这些属你的儿女身上能够得到安息，得到满足。
That you can receive peace among your children of us, like us.
求你在我们这些软弱的人的身上来亲自来动工。
And please work on us who are weak.
把我们里面向着你的心能够眺望起来。
So that you can arouse the heart in us.
让我们这些不再做外人，不再做客旅，成为神家中的人。
So that we are no longer foreigners, but members of your household.
真的是可以让你在我们当中得安息得饱。
Allowing you to receive peace among us.
我们把这一切都交在主的手中。
And we give everything into your hand.
求主你继续向我们众人来说话。
And may you continue to speak to us.
也听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And listen to our prayer in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们后面还有一个是。 问题讨论，那这个问题讨论是明天上午的这个时间，我去给大家看一下，大家可以稍微思想一下。
We have topic discussion, which is for tomorrow, but I'm putting it up here for everyone to look into it.
Okay, 明天有。